All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to start off in the Big Ten Conference, as you're going to have the Indiana Hoosiers traveling to Happy Valley to take on the ninth-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, the question is, how will Penn State bounce back after they suffered their first loss of the season last Saturday at the hands of Minnesota? For Indiana to go into Happy Valley and pull off the upset, they're going to need a big-time game from wide receiver Whoop Fillier. But you look at Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford. I do expect him to bounce back after throwing the three interceptions last week. Look for him to get on the same page with wide receiver KJ Hamler early and often. And I expect this Penn State defense that was taken behind the woodshed last week, courtesy of Minnesota, to get back on track as well. And I'm going to take the Nittany Lions at home by the score of 34-23. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you're going to have the 11th-ranked Florida Gators traveling to Columbia to take on the Missouri Tigers. Now, Florida is only 3-5 versus Missouri since they joined the SEC, and I know that the Gators will be favored in this game, but they're going to have to buckle up their chin straps. I expect Kyle Trask and his running game to get going, while Florida will really rely on their 14th-ranked defense, which already has 35 team sacks and 14 interceptions, and they want to make life tough for Missouri quarterback Kelly Bryant. Now, I expect Missouri to play Florida tough. It's going to be close for the first half, but I do expect the Gators to flex their muscles in the second half en route to the 34-17 victory. Now, at South Bend, you're going to have the 23rd-ranked midshipman of Navy coming into town to take on the 16th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And when you talk Navy, it's all about their triple option attack with quarterback Malcolm Perry, and this Irish defense will have 11 pairs of eyes on him throughout this contest. 24 team sacks by Navy so far this season, but this is going to be the most explosive offense that they've seen with Notre Dame. You look at quarterback Ian Book and running back Tony Jones, and if Ian Book can get protection, he'll get that football to wide receiver Chase Claypool, who could have a big afternoon versus this Navy defense. Navy will always play Notre Dame tough, make no mistake about it, but the Irish are the better team, and thus I'm going to take them at home by the score of 34-24. Now, back in the SEC, you're going to have the 4th-ranked Bulldogs of Georgia traveling to Athens to take on the 12th-ranked, traveling to Auburn, rather, that should take on the 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers in another classic battle between the hedges. Both of these teams are still in the mix to reach the college football playoff. Georgia's offense has struggled this year, especially in the passing game with Jake Fromm, which means that they're going to have to rely on running back DeAndre Swift and that 5th-ranked stingy defense. Now, Bo Nix, the freshman quarterback for Auburn, he's gotten better as the season has progressed, and he's going to look for his big-time target on the outside and wide receiver, Seth Williams. It's a situation here for Auburn. They played some very tough teams, and Georgia's right in that mix. And I think this is going to be a classic back-and-forth, drag-out affair between two classic rivals in the SEC. And I think Auburn gets it done at home by the score of 24-20. Once again, in the Big Ten, you're going to have the 8th-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers traveling to Iowa City to take on the 20th-ranked Hawkeyes of Iowa. Another big test for Minnesota. They showed that they were for real last week when they beat Penn State at home, but it's going to get tougher because Iowa City, for an opponent, is never easy. Tanner Morgan last week, the quarterback for Minnesota, had the game of his life, and will he be able to get the football to wide receivers Rashad Bateman and Tyler Johnson, again, versus a very stingy defense that Iowa possesses. Now, for Minnesota, I think the big thing for them to do offensively is try to get the football to running back Rodney Smith. Allow this passing game of Minnesota to play off of him via play action passing. And they got to go up against that 11th ranked defense of Minnesota. Now, on the flip side, when you think about Iowa on offense, it's all about the game management of Nathan Stanley. He's not going to take any chances, but if he does, cornerback Antoine Winfield Jr. could make life tough for him. But when it's all said and done, I think Iowa gets it done at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes by the score of 27-17. Now, back in the SEC, you have the top-ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the LSU Tigers taking on the Rebels of Ole Miss. And for the Bayou Bengals, will they be able to keep it rolling? Because, I mean, could they have a letdown after their big win last week on the road versus Alabama? You look at quarterback Joe Burrow. He's the inside favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. You also look at running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire and wide receiver Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. Derek Stingley is a potential All-American at defensive back for this LSU team for head coach Ed Orgeron. And the only way that Ole Miss really has a chance, running back John Reese Plumlee needs to have a big game. But I think LSU will be up for the challenge. They're not going to take their foot off of the throttle, and I'm going to take them to win big on the road by the score of 51-27. And finally, in the Big 12, you're going to have the 10th ranked Oklahoma Sooners traveling to Waco to take on the 13th ranked Baylor Bears. First place in the Big 12 will be on the line, and Baylor wants to go out there and show that they are for real. But you look at this Oklahoma offense, when they're on a roll, they're on a roll, with quarterback Jalen Hurts, running back Kennedy Brooks, and of course wide receiver CeeDee Lamb. Now, Baylor can score as well. And Oklahoma's defense, has not been as good as it has been in years past. And I think quarterback Charlie Brewer for Baylor will have his opportunities to make something happen, especially if he can get the wide receiver Denzel Mims on the outside and running back John Lovett. Now, this Baylor defense, this is going to be the biggest test for them. They have 10 interceptions so far this year to go along with 29 team sacks, with 8.5 of those coming by defensive end James Lynch. Can they put enough pressure on this Oklahoma offense and Jalen Hurts to slow them down? We'll have to wait and see. But Oklahoma is too talented. They're up for these big games, and I think they have enough to escape on the road with the 38-31 win. So, folks, those are my key games for this weekend in college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And even though the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.